Okay, you're with Radio City Talk. Let's talk about something which affects so many families across Merseyside. And this is about youngsters being able to get into football and being able to enjoy their football, but also families being able to afford sending their youngsters just to play at the weekend. Now, pitch fees have been something of a contentious issue across the city. Lots of people talking about it, including Peter Edgar, who's the manager of the MHS Bayern under-12s. And the other day I saw a tweet that he put out there on social media, which was asking for help from some of the big names in the game, the likes of Jamie Carragher, Daniel Sturridge, Alan Shearer, John Walters, just to get behind a petition about pitch fees. So let's have a chat with him now. Morning to you, Peter.
Good morning, Steve.
Just give us the background on this.
To be honest, it was just a bit of a tweet born out of a little bit of frustration, really. I've seen a couple of tweets about pitch fees. We've heard a couple of rumours around supposed pitch fees. Some of our other clubs, other MHS teams have already been told what their pitch fees are going to be, and they all seem to be pretty similar. And it was more a tweet out of frustration in the sense that these pitch fees could quite literally cripple a lot of teams. So I'd stuck something out and thought I'd randomly tag a couple of players in it. And it just seemed to take off, to be honest.
Yeah, you got responses straight away.
Yeah. Jamie Carragher responded, saying when he was back off his holiday, he'd like to try and help out, which I thought was brilliant. Then all of a sudden, Jonathan Walters has said he'd like to get involved. I've seen Charlie Adam liking it. I've had messages from academy teams asking us to go and play friendlies with them. We've been invited to tournaments down in Kent. It's really, it was totally beyond what I was expecting.
So just give us an idea about your team, MHS Bayern under 12s. Just paint a picture of them, who they are.
So MHS as a club is based in Heighton. MHS stands for Mini Heighton Soccer. We've got probably 40-plus teams as a club. Our team is the under-11s, just going into under-12s now. We play on Sunday in the Halewood League. We've got a squad of about 13 players. So, we everything's self-funded. I was sort of thrown into it as the manager. The kids came through a local soccer school, which is ran by one of the chairmen of our team, Michael Corliss Soccer School. And the soccer school feeds all of the teams. He set MHS up on his own. I was asked to look after them one day as a group of soccer school kids who were playing another soccer school. And from there, we fell into a league, and I sort of fell into the position of manager.
And football means a fair bit to these youngsters.
Yeah, it's one of those things. All of these kids went to the soccer school in order to try and learn about football, get into football, pastime, whatever the parents wanted it to be. But it does, my lad's in there, which was the reason I ended up in there. And he's absolutely football mad, whether it's going to football, whether it's getting down to Anfield to watch the match, whether it's even sitting watching it on the telly. And a lot of it is, most of these kids cling to actually being able to play football, partly because they're being priced out of getting to actual games and watching their heroes play.
Right, so let's talk about you guys in terms of where the pinch is being felt. So financially and in terms of pitch fees, who's responsible and how can this be addressed?
Well, the pitch fees, again, we haven't been told a great amount with regards to who is directly responsible. I listened to Kenny Saunders on your show the other day talking about it. I heard the response from Wendy Simon from the council coming on and talking about it. And they're saying that they'd consulted teams across grassroots and they'd consulted clubs. Well, not one single club that I've spoke to so far said they were consulted on it. So I don't know where that's come from. There's been a £20 million investment through the Parklife scheme for these sports hubs. But again, not every single team in this city is going to have access to that. We, fortunately, will have access to one of the new ones, but not every single game is going to be played on there. So again, if it's been raining, the grass isn't right, games are still going to get called off. People are still having to pay these pitch fees. for us, you know, you're looking at, I sat down and crunched the numbers the other day for my specific team, and you were talking over £2,000 for the season, including referees fees each week, winter training facilities. You know, you're talking £40 a week to train on an AstroTurf pitch for an hour. You know, there's probably 25 weeks of the year where it's not light enough to train of a night, so you're having to use these facilities. You know, you're talking £900 just on that alone.
This money comes from families, yeah? It's the parents who pay for it.
Yeah, I'm really fortunate to be able to say that for our team, I've got a fantastic set of parents who will just say, yeah, okay, if that's what it costs, that's what it costs. You know, not all of them work. Most of them do, but not all of them do, due to various different circumstances, but they'll still lump up the money. But I've had kids drop out over the, you know, we've been going 4 years. I've had kids drop out over the 4 years simply because it's been financial, simply because they're having to, some of them have to get taxis to and from training, some of them have to get taxis to and from the match. So we try and help out as a team and arrange for people to be picked up, dropped off, this, that and the other, wherever we can. Great set of parents, but yeah, all that money comes from the parents.
And obviously there is this fear that teams could be forced to fold if something isn't done, and young families or young footballers are being priced out of playing. It's a brilliant thing that you've done, that you've tweeted some of these names, and obviously we would hope the likes of your Carra or your John Walters can shine a little bit more of a spotlight on this, and you know, teams don't go under. But let's hope, fingers crossed, Peter, that things change for the better in the near future.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. As I say, these guys are the people from our city, the people who know what it's like. They've all come through the ranks. They've all started playing at 5 or 6 and gone through the exact same journey that our kids are going through. And, you know, hopefully someday some of the kids who come through our club can go on to emulate them. And I'd like to think that they'd look back and appreciate where they've come from.
Brilliant stuff. If you want to have a look at those tweets out there that Peter put out initially, the Twitter feed is MHS_Bayern. Loads of people at the moment talking about grassroots football and, of course, the funding that goes into it as well. If you can help in any way, and of course, as Peter mentioned, Kenny Saunders, one of the leading lights in the campaign as well. You'll find lots more online. It's at Kenny9Saunders, his Twitter name as well. You're with Radio City Talk.